Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We hope you are enjoying this teaching, Life in the Spirit. There are so many components to it. And when we really just begin to realize that we have to make a quality decision, that change is not change until we change, and that we have alternatives, because the enemy will continually try to make us feel like our back is up against the wall and we have no other alternatives. But we have an alternative through Christ Jesus, through our spirit man being filled with the Spirit of God. We have a third way out. We have a guidance from above that has an aerial view, that's able to see the end from the beginning when we live our life in the Spirit. We're not just subject to a life of bondage, of sin and death in the flesh. We're not just subject to our carnal mind and our logical reasoning. We have another way that we can go, and that is life in the Spirit.
Go ahead.
Yes, isn't that wonderful that we have another way out? You know, if we live in this carnal life, we can get really up against the wall and we can really get discouraged, because a lot goes on in this life, a lot of negativity besides a lot of good stuff. But sometimes I just say to myself, wow, what a life, because I hear things and I just say, what a life. But then on the other hand, I know that this is only, we're just passing through, and we have something that to look forward to, and we can communicate in this life with God through the Spirit. He put the Spirit in every person, whether you go to church or whether you don't. We all have the Spirit, and this is our way to communicate with God.
Oh, man. As we look this week, it's going to be so awesome this week, teaching. And if you tune in for the first time, well, don't leave this study this week. Life in the Spirit requires a renewed mind. Living life in the Spirit. Life in the Spirit requires our mind to be what? Renewed. So in order for us to live it successfully, we must have our mind what? Renewed. And we'll spend lots of time this week talking about a changed mind, a renewed mind, so that the spirit, man, and the mind connects together and bring forth life success. So scripture verse, Pastor Diana, Pastor Emily, from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23.
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
So we're going to spend time talking about your spirit and your soul this week, right, guys?
Mm-hmm.
And we will go over definition of the spirit and the soul. And the spirit and the souls, they are connected, mm-hmm. but they're not the same. And so the soul is not the spirit. And the soul here is the mind. So the mind here in 1 Thessalonians, when you talk about may the God of peace sanctify you wholly, your body, soul, and spirit. So we can substitute, because sometimes these words, when we use this word, we confuse. We think it's talking about the soul is the spirit or the soul is the heart. No. Here it's talking about the mind, our mind. So may the God of peace sanctify us or cleanse us, cleanse my mind, entirely set apart. So what is my mind? My mind is where I think, I feel, is the seat of my emotion. Right, guys?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a center of my emotion, my thought. Everything flows through my mind. And from the mind, the body moves, which is my hand, you know, do it. It has to come first to my brain, my mind, the center. And it speaks to the other part of my body. So when we talk about the mind this morning, we need to remember we're talking about that part of our brain, mm-hmm. where is the command center. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys can go.
When teaching fifth grade science, there's two terms that the scholars must know, and that's structure and function.
Yeah.
So every structure has a function. So the spirit is one structure, and its function is the command station with God.
Yes.
And then the soul, it has a structure. That's our mind and such, and it has a functioning. Pastor has said the seat of our emotion. It's directive when we're making conscious decisions of how we're going to move our body and such. It's our logical reasoning. So every structure has a function. So the soul and the spirit are not the same structure.
Yeah.
And they do not have the same function. So through the spirit man, that's our communication place with God, where his spirit fills.
Come on, good
and
teacher.
Then we have now our third alternative.
Yeah.
And we don't feel like we are locked up and we are bound to the systems of this world or the principles of this world, because God's system, God's principles supersede that which takes place in the earth.
Right. That was good teaching right there, because here the spirit is the part of us where God comes. And now through Jesus Christ, he lives within what? Our spirit. Mm-hmm. To redemption. And that's, we can spend a lot of time to talk about. And you remember when we were small going to church and we have an altar call, or during the time of Billy Graham, in Billy Graham evangelistic messages, one of his thing is invite Jesus into your heart. Mm-hmm. He always invite him into your heart. Come down to the altar and give your what? Heart. To Jesus. Mm-hmm. Now we understand fully what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. Come down to the altar and let your spirit man be controlled by Jesus. Mm-hmm. Give your spirit man over to Jesus, because that's the place he wants to come. That's the place where he's going to live. Mm-hmm. And that's the place where he's going to tell my mind mm-hmm. what to do. And then my mind tell my body what to do. Okay, so that's what, so what I'm saying, I'm so excited, I kept my word. As you say, the structure, and they have their different function. Mm-hmm. And so we have to take the command. The one that's supposed to dominate mm-hmm. is the spirit, mm-hmm. where Jesus lives. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, our body can't be commanding us. We need to be commanding our body.
Yeah.
Because if our body was commanding us, most of us wouldn't have got out of bed this morning.
That's right.
So we have to take authority over our body and do the do's. And we're doing the do's. We don't have to worry about the don'ts.
Right.
Yeah, it's like a car. A car has many components. I got in my car one morning and I turned the key and it was dead. Mm. And I wasn't going anywhere. And it was just a simple fix, you know? So everything has to work right in a car in order for it to function.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing with our bodies. We're made of three components, as Pastor Diana very well explained. It's the mind and the soul, the mind, the spirit, and the body. And all three have to work together. And we have to make our spirit connect with God in order for us to do what God wants us to do. Because if we listen to our mind, like Pastor Diana said, we wouldn't have gotten out of bed. We would have eaten that piece of cake. We would have did this. We would have did that. The mind is our emotions. And the heart is the spirit. And I'm not talking about the physical heart, because the physical heart gets sick.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the heart that's connected to God, the spirit.
Yeah. The spirit. Mm-hmm. And so now that we have, think our listeners get a feel of where we're going, body, one component, the spirit, another component of the human, and the mind. So that, and they all do different things. They have different function. Now we can go look now at, so let's go to the theme, the main scripture that we will be working on throughout this week, from Romans 8. Go to Romans chapter 8 and verse 5. Romans 8. So quickly find that, and you in Radio Land, write these scripture down, because they are very important for us to have a full understanding.
For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh.
Yeah.
But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
So what does that tell us right there? Mm-hmm. As we look at it quickly, those who live according to the flesh, our emotion, mm-hmm. our mind, where is our emotion, our feeling, mm-hmm. our thinking, you know? If you live according to that, mm-hmm. you're going to reap. But he's saying we ought to live according to what? The Spirit. Mm-hmm. That's how we're to live. Mm-hmm. So how many of us live a life of defeat because we are living it according to the will of the mind and not the will of the Spirit? Mm-hmm. Yes.
For those who live according to the flesh set their minds. So get a mindset of the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So if you think of a tug of war rope, in one side you have the flesh, the other side you have the Spirit. The mind is that bandana tied in the middle of the tug of war rope. So whatever side it has the strongest pull, that's the direction that that bandana, that that mind is going to go into. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. So that's exactly. Going into that. And when you see the tug of war and you see the pull, then all of a sudden one side wins and it pulls that bandana, and all the people on the other side, you know, trip over themselves and fall. Is wherever, whatever side is stronger, whatever side we're feeding, whatever side we are setting our mind onto, that's the side where the bandana is going to go. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.